The wine business in California continues to grow. According to new numbers from the Wine Institute, the trade group for California wineries, shipments of California wine grew 3% last year in the United States to a total of 248 million cases. All told, consumers spent over $40 billion on California wines in 2018 and accounted for 61% of the wine consumed last year by Americans. For more on the numbers, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Moramarco, wine data analyst and founder of BW166, a Santa Rosa wine consulting firm. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So overall sales of wine slumped in 2018. Why is California still seeing good numbers?
Basically, the consumer likes what they can get from California. It's there's great quality out there, also great quality at various price points. And so it's just been a good year for California relative to the imports this past year.
The wine business in the state has seen sustained growth in recent years. Do you think that will continue?
I think it'll continue. The we have an aging population in the U.S., and the baby boomers have been the big driver of the wine business. I think as the baby boomers age, they may reduce their consumption, and so the challenge for the wine industry is to get more Gen Xers and millennials to appreciate wine on a more frequent basis.
So while sales are up domestically, how would the trade war with China impact sales globally?
Globally, we're actually seeing some weakness in specific countries, specifically China. But the good news is it's not a huge portion of California's total business, and it hurts those wineries that have been that have built a business in China over the last decade or so. You know, it'll take them some time to recover once issues are normalized again with China. But overall, for the industry, it's not a big hit.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand. So is China a big purchaser of California wines?
It's not a big purchaser relative to the amount of wines that California sells in the U.S. It's one of the, I'd say, the top 8 or 10 markets for exports of California wines, but it's not one of the biggest.
Okay, so what sorts of threats do you see ahead then for California's wine industry?
The real threats are, and it's what we've always dealt with, it's the industry is more reliant on the domestic market than exports. So just in terms of threats, it's you know, how people consume various products. And we've always had you know, competition from beer and spirits. And the reality is wine's done very well and gained share against beer and maintained or gained share against spirits. And just that, you know, constant competition with what I call share of belly, what people want to drink.
It's interesting, though, among the under 40 set, I mean, I just feel anecdotally like I notice a lot more beer drinking and quite an interest in spirits. Do they drink wine as much as boomers?
They don't drink wine as much as boomers, but actually the interesting thing is generally, historically, generations don't start drinking wine until into their 30s or early 40s. The interesting thing, especially for millennials, is they've made wine a part of their drinking portfolio earlier, so I actually look at it as positive for the long-term trends for wine. But, you know, obviously younger people tend to drink more beer and to a degree more spirits, but as they age and you know, start families and enjoy more wine with meals, you tend to see more consumption of wine as they age.
Isn't that interesting? Okay, well, thanks very much for talking to us. We appreciate it. John Moramarco, wine data analyst.